It's a crazy world out there. Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff Hicks, and welcome to my podcast. It's a great day, but there are signs everywhere that winter is upon us. We got our first fall of snow a few days ago, and that typically marks the time here in the West when we know for a certainty that cold is coming on. Interestingly, the same day it snowed, we had 60-degree weather, and I even mowed my lawn for the final time this year on that day. Like they say here in the West, it's a place where you can experience all four seasons all in one day. I've got Bam Bam on the phone with me today, and we're going to have a little visit.
Hey, hello, Jeff. I've decided to drop the nickname. I'm trying to be more sophisticated, and that nickname is making it hard for people to take me seriously.
Okay, so what are we going to call you?
Well, my name is Lucius, so let's just use that. I'm proud of that name. I was named after a famous Roman army general who didn't take crap from anyone. But my mom got it wrong. She was real good at spelling, so on my birth certificate, my name is spelled L-U-S-C-I-O-U-S. Like Luscious, the good-faced tasting food, you know. Over the years, I've had to knock a few people around for calling me Luscious. It kind of chaps my hide, you know.
Well, that's interesting history, Bam Bam. I mean, Lucius. From now on, I'll call you by your first name. How's that?
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that.
But I still want to know how you got the nickname Bam Bam in the first place. We've been friends for quite a while, and I've never asked you that question. I've always imagined it was from a big barroom brawl or something like that.
No! I don't brawl in barrooms. Those bartenders' jobs are tough enough as it is without folks breaking stuff up, fighting, and throwing each other around.
So, how did you get that nickname? I really want to know.
Well, it all started when I decided to go to a BYU football game. They were playing Utah. I was sitting in the stands, rooting for my team, you know, and I consider myself to be the most loyal BYU football fan there is. Anyway, I was just sitting there, minding my own business. Suddenly, I had to get up and take a leak, you know, I had to use the bathroom. So, I got up and headed down the stairs. On the way down, I stumbled and accidentally spilled my whole cup of beer on this person sitting there.
Oh man, I'll bet they weren't happy.
No, they weren't happy at all. They wanted to fight me right there on the spot. I told them they better be careful or I'd punch them right in the neck. Then they says, "Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am, fella?" I said, "I don't know. Should I know you? I thought for a minute they might be some old drinking buddies or something like that." The man says, "We're Max Hall's parents." The guy talked like he was the most important person in the whole stadium. I didn't care who he was.
So you're the one who dumped beer on Max Hall's parents. The mystery solved. Bam Bam, Lucius, you're famous.
Well, all right, if you say so. But anyway, let me finish the story. I says to this guy, "Well, I've been rooting for your boy out there. I'm the most loyal BYU fan there is." He says, "Hell no, you're not. I'm the most loyal BYU fan." So we went back and forth for a minute until this funny-looking guy walks up with a Bible and starts reading scriptures to us right there in the stands. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
You read this Bible to you?
Yeah, something about loving your neighbor or something like that. I'd never heard it before. I said, "What's your name, boy? Because you're making me a bit uncomfortable with that Bible preaching right here in the football stands." He says, "My name's Jivin Judas."
Hey, I've had that man on my show. He's the one with the real soft voice, right?
Yeah, that's the one. Anyway, while he was standing there thumping his Bible, I said, "You better get lost, boy, or I'm going to bring my fist of justice crashing right down on your head." Then he walked off, muttering something about Bam Bam from the cartoon show, The Flintstones. I don't even know what he was talking about. But that nickname stuck ever since. I can't seem to get rid of it. But I want to be known as Lucius. That's my name.
Well, Lucius does have a sophisticated ring to it, and it's the name of a famous Roman general. It carries weight.
Yeah, it does.
I just think it's fascinating that I finally discovered who it was who threw beer on Max Hall's family. It wasn't a Utah fan after all. It was the man who claims to be the most loyal BYU fan. How ironic is that?
Yeah, whatever, Jeff. Can we just get on with this show?
Yeah, so we have some good stuff today, Lucius. Do you remember years ago, floating around during the early days of the internet, there were some phrases or sayings called deep thoughts?
Yeah, I've heard of them. This guy named, I think it was Jack Handy, was spouting them off. Some of them I had to think real hard about because they're so profound.
Yeah, I agree. Well, to start off, I want to read off a couple of those deep thoughts to get everyone's mind primed for the sophistication of this show. Here's one I think is really cool, especially given our current political scene in the United States. Here it goes. A funny thing is, if you're out hiking and your friend gets bit by a poisonous snake, tell him you're going to go for help. Then go about 10 feet and pretend you got bit by a snake. Then start an argument about who is going to go for help. A lot of guys will start crying. That's why it makes you feel good when you finally tell them it was all just a joke.
Jeff, that is cruel and unusual. Something's wrong with you if you like that kind of deep thinking.
It's just for fun, Lucius. It's kind of a form of hyperbole and maybe a little bit of satire all wrapped into a warped little package.
Now that comment is a deep thought, so here's one you might like since your mind is so warped. Here it goes. I bet it would be pretty hard to pick up girls if you had the Black Death.
Lucius, now that's a good one. And true.
Here's another one I think you'll like. If you rob a bank and your pants fall down, I think it's okay to laugh. And let your hostages laugh too, because, come on, life is funny.
That's terrible, Lucius. Your sense of humor is too much like mine.
No, it isn't, Jeff. You're so much more whacked out than me, I only laugh when the University of Utah loses to BYU.
That's been a while back. But I know that's not the only time you laugh, Lucius. Remember that time we went on a fishing trip to Idaho? You remember that, when you went into that bar?
Yeah, I almost forgot about that.
Folks, I got to tell you this story. Just a minute ago, Lucius mentioned he would never get involved in a barroom brawl. But we were in Idaho just finishing up a long fishing trip, and we were heading home and Lucius said he needed to stop so he could buy some beer. Now, you must understand, I personally don't drink. It's against my religion. So I was doing the driving, but Lucius likes his beer.
I'm a religious guy, Jeff.
Sure you are. Anyway, all we had between us was $6 and some change, and we needed to top off the gas tank to get us home. So Lucius said, hey, I got an idea. Stop off here. So we pulled over at the Lantern Bar in a little one-horse town. He got out and walked into the bar where there were a fair number of folks sitting around talking and drinking. Lucius stood right up on a bar stool and yelled out over the crowd, hey, everybody! I got $6 here that says I can beat the living crap out of anyone in this bar. Folks turned around and gave him that look, you know, like, does anyone know who this guy is? And a few even chuckled a bit, and some even got up and left. They probably thought, that guy's a crazy fool. Who would want to get in a barroom brawl for only $6? You gotta know, folks, Lucius is built like a brick outhouse. And the fact he was wearing bib overalls with no shirt made him look even more crazy. Like one of those crazy mountain men right out of the movie Deliverance. You remember Ned Beatty and Burt Reynolds floating down the river and getting harassed by those inbred country folks? Well, that's what I'm talking about here. If you're into championship wrestling, Lucius looks just like Hillbilly Jim. Anyway, suddenly the bartender came up and said, hey, what are you doing? Get down off that bar stool. So Lucius and all his 285 pounds jumped down as nimbly as a mountain goat. Lucius said, "Hey, sir, I really need some beer. I'm plumb out and I gotta buy gas to get home with what's left of my beer money." The bartender said, "Dude, you're in a world of hurt. Listen, I'll give you some beer on the house if you'll just get out of my bar." Lucius took the free beer and laughed his way clear to the car. Of course, he agreed to pay that kind bartender back on his next fishing trip.
"Jeff, you're making me sound like a brawler. I'm a good guy."
"I know, Lucius, but being around you, there's never a dull moment."
"Well, Jeff, life is to be lived with joy and happiness."
"True story. I agree. You know, we were speaking about Jive and Judas earlier. Did you hear he got ran over by a rickshaw in Salt Lake City a while back?"
"No, but I believe anything that happens to that guy, he is weird."
"Yeah, he came on my show and told us all about it. Apparently, he was marching with the protesters who were mad because Donald Trump got elected."
"Sounds like some of the protests I marched in. But anyway, let me guess, he was not paying attention, probably walking along reading his Bible or something, and walked right into the street."
"Pretty much, except he tripped on a fire hydrant and fell into the street."
"Well, he's lucky he's not dead. I guess he's not dead. He lived, didn't he? He must have, since he was on your show."
"Yeah, he lived, but that brings me to our next discussion point here. What do you think of the election results, Lucius?"
"Trump was predicted to lose to Hillary by a big margin. All the news agencies and networks already had the election called long before it happened. So they were all surprised when Trump started winning in states that were supposed to go to Hillary. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about this political stuff, but since you asked, I have only one thing to say."
"What's that?"
"Trump really didn't win. Hillary just lost really spectacularly, and Trump was the next one in line. And he got the most electoral votes, fair and square. You can't argue with that."
"Yeah, I agree with that. What do you think about the protesters who are mad because Hillary lost and Trump's now the president?"
"Well, they are doing just exactly what others have done in the past. The only difference is, there's more press reporting at this time. Protesting is not a new thing in the U.S. It's just that the press people are talking about it more. They have an agenda, you know. But I remember the 60s and 70s when protesting was a fine art. I was a pro at it. Just after I got back from NAM, I protested a lot."
"What were you protesting? Was it all about the industrial war machine or something like that?"
"I don't know, Jeff. I was so high on grass in those days, I don't remember nothing. Glad those days are over. Now I just work, drink a little brew, and watch football. Sometimes I think about the good old days."
"Yeah, I remember those days really well. Probably the 70s more. I was just a little kid in the 60s. But I watched TV and I saw the problems. But those were the days of Walter Cronkite. He told it like it was and didn't put a spin on everything. That's the days when news was really the news. You could trust it, and you could trust Walter." Thanks, everyone, for listening to my podcast. It's a crazy world out there.